Blog Talk Radio.
Turn around, choose life. Consider right from wrong. You may not have that long. Such a great peace inside. A very present help when trouble's everywhere. Just a small of faith can turn around a day and victory will be.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of the Healthy Explosion Show. I'm your host, Martina De Goot, and joining me this evening is my co-host, Kimberly Britt and Kimberly Goodlow. Two Kimberlys today, so I am so blessed today. I have two Kimberly joining me today. Today's show's topic is about heart to heart. And I'd like to welcome Kimberly Goodlow to the show.
Thank you.
We have an awesome show planned. I know it's going to be a delight to the audience to hear your awesome testimony and just to learn more about heart disease on the whole and, you know, things to look for and just the resources that are available. So I know you're going to provide, you know, just a wealth of information in terms of your journey and what you have actually walked through. Now, before we dive into the topic of the show, I just want to share a little bit about the Healthy Explosion Show. It's all about holistic health and the factors that affect relationships, career, physical activity, and spiritual health. Some of the questions our expert guest, my co-host and I, will answer are: how does belief affect your health? They say belief kills and belief cures. Do you agree? How does your lifestyle impact the state of your health? What are the steps we need to take to move from disease to wellness? And how does brain health affect our bodies? We'll delve into such topics as obesity, diabetes, heart disease, cancers, depression, hormones, the skin, and much, much more. We offer a healthy mix of topics from experts in the health and wellness field. And so my co-host and I, along with our expert guests, will offer fresh and unique perspectives and equip you to make the necessary changes to live a healthier, happy life. Now, please be advised that the topics discussed on this show is not intended as a substitute for regular medical care. Always, always consult your physician or healthcare provider before changing your diet or exercise routine. Kimberly, welcome again.
Thank you.
Just want to share a little bit about you, what you've done so far. You're a wife, mother, sister, daughter, friend, health advocate, and survivor.
Yes.
It says here in your bio that you have experienced 3 surgeries since February of 2009.
Yes.
A heart valve replacement and 2 pacemaker surgeries.
Yes.
And I was very impressed with your story. Also, just the purpose of your purpose for doing what you do. You said your journey. You said the purpose of my journey is to share with the community how I face daily health challenges with a positive outlook on life. I'm committed to helping cardiac patients and their families cope with the recovery process. So I commend you on that. And
thank you.
That's really, truly a blessing. Now, just a little bit about heart disease. You know, this is it's actually considered to be the number one killer of mm-hmm. both men and women, and you know, it's really alarming because a lot of us take it for granted. And knowledge is power. This show is all about empowering through knowledge and education. And so, According to healthypeople.gov, heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. And currently more than one in three adults, which is about 81.1 million, live with one or more types of cardiovascular disease. In addition to being the first and third leading cause of death, heart disease and stroke result in serious illness and disability, decreased quality of life, and hundreds of billions of dollars in economic loss every year. So this is something we really want to make people aware of and, you know, to change lives and you know, reduce the mortality. You know, just in other words, make a difference in people's lives. And I know that's what you're doing. So just chime right in, Kimberly, and just share with us what happened 4 years, mm-hmm. 2009, so that's 3 years, four years ago.
4 years.
How did you begin this journey? There's always a, you know, Oprah has an aha moment. We all seem to have an aha moment. I had an aha moment. So there's always something that triggers change. So just share with us, how did this happen?
Okay, 4 years ago, I was coming out of a classroom on my job. I was a substitute teacher, and I noticed I had a shortness of breath, and I grabbed my chest. And an appointment was made with my cardiologist. He ordered a catheterization, and it was discovered that my aortic valve needed to be replaced. So the procedure took place at St. Joseph Hospital. So the warning sign was the shortness of breath, and I knew something didn't feel right in my body, and I didn't ignore the sign. 2 days after the open heart surgery, I developed heart blockage, and February 16th, I received a pacemaker to help my heart function because I have permanent blockage in the lower chamber of my heart. So the doctors advised my husband that I would need a pacemaker to help my heart function. A year later, in June 2010, I went to a regular checkup at the doctor and discovered that one of the leads in the pacemaker broke. We were in shock, but we dealt with it. I was rushed into surgery 12 hours later to receive a new pacemaker lead, and I'm here today as a survivor.
Oh, well, welcome. Oh, my God.
Incredible.
Kim. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Ooh, so prior
to
that,
That's where the journey begins.
Oh, so prior to that, and you know, it's interesting that, you know, we go through doing what we normally do, and then we come up against a bump in the road.
Yeah.
And sometimes we stumble and fall, but the key is that we don't stay down. We get up, and
yes, ma'am.
You know, that's oh my gosh.
Well, I was born with an abnormal valve, but my parents weren't informed when I was born with an abnormal valve. So I was a child in high school and went to college, and I was healthy up to age 42. I'm now 46, so at age 42, that's when the symptoms started.
Oh, my God. So
Kimberly,
aware. Sorry.
This was not hereditary then, or was
it? No, it was not hereditary.
Oh, okay.
It was not hereditary, no.
Gotcha.
And when I was discharged from the hospital, we had my children checked, and I praise God that they did not inherit the abnormality. They have normal valves, so we praise God for that every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my
they
goodness.
Were tested.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thankful that you were able to at least enjoy, you know, 40-plus years
42,
doing the
yes.
thing. Yeah, 42
mm-hmm.
years.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Kim, that is so, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
that's very special. And, you know, God has allowed you to overcome those surgery, and now you're helping other people. You know, I think that's awesome. Oh, my God.
So in the midst of everything that I've experienced in 4 years, the symptoms continue. The shortness of breath, the lower endurance, and other issues, complications. But I refuse to let my symptoms keep me from walking in my purpose, because there are a lot of people who are hurting and a lot of people out in the community that need encouragement. And God's given me a second chance, and that's why I am passionate about it. And I don't take it for granted.
Definitely not. Definitely not. And I can relate to that. My gosh. Now, how has your life changed? And I know it's many ways. It's changed in many ways. But what do you get? What would you say is the single most source, or what would you credit as your source of strength in overcoming, you know, all that you've overcome in the last 3 years, 4 years?
I give God all the honor and praise and credit for healing me, for giving breath in my body, for supplying me with the strength and courage just to breathe another day. I give him all the honor and praise for supplying me the resources to encourage someone else while I'm still experiencing health issues. It's not by my power, it's by God filling me every day. He fills me every day to go out in the community because I'm on assignment. So the center of my recovery is God and connecting with him on a one-on-one basis every day. That's the only way I am surviving.
That's
because
awesome.
I am nothing without him.
Mm-hmm. I can relate. Trust me, I can relate. Oh, my gosh. Now, I know you've had to make a lot of changes to be able to, you know, adjust and just be able to do the things that you're doing. From our conversation, it seems as though you're, you know, you're out in the community. You're doing quite a bit in terms of speaking engagement. How has your let's talk about nutrition because it's so key. How has your diet changed since your operation, and what, if any, dietary limitations or restrictions do you have currently?
Okay. In my diet, I'll list the following. I can no longer eat, you know, salt. I really have to watch the salt intake because, you know, it isn't a lot of food, so I have to be aware of the salt intake. No more steaks. It's not really good for my heart. And since I'm on Chemodin, which is a blood thinner, I'm on a blood thinner for the rest of my life due to the fact that I have a mechanical valve.
Mm-hmm.
So I no longer can eat collard greens. And just making those adjustments, I have incorporated more vegetables and fruits and water. Water has been the key to, because I'm on different medications, it's very important. And I've been drinking really more water lately, so I'm happy about that. But strawberries, I really love eating strawberries and oranges, so. Yeah, just making those minor adjustments, basically following the doctor's orders.
Well, that's awesome. And strawberries are good. I love strawberries. How about you, Kim?
I like strawberries, yeah.
Yeah,
so, Kimberly,
awesome.
What did your, by contrast, what did your diet maybe look like before you went into, like, the initial phases of these surgeries and realizing that there was a problem?
Okay. I really didn't have to make too many minor adjustments to my diet because what caused my illness was, of course, the valve, the abnormality. There was just no way to, it was beyond repair. It had to be replaced. So up to 42 years, there were never any symptoms because I live basically a healthy life. So the adjustments were made after the procedure.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have high cholesterol or any of those factors. No.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people assume that that they kind of go hand in hand, like a heart surgery would go hand in hand with high cholesterol, and your case is really interesting in that it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and when I share my story in the community as well, I explain to the audience that every heart valve patient has a different story. Each case, you know, is an individual case-by-case basis, so we don't have a roadmap to follow.
Wow, that's interesting, you know, because usually Kim, I agree with you. Usually, you know, you're looking for certain, symptoms, and Kimberly, you don't seem to have, or you know, those all of those, I guess, typical symptoms. Wow. Now, what does your typical breakfast consist of today versus pre-surgeries? What is your, you know, typical breakfast like?
Well, eating whole grain cereal and 2% milk.
Okay.
And some fruit. So I love Cheerios, so they're good for the heart. So just I have a light breakfast, very light breakfast.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you eat small portions throughout the day, or?
I try. I try to do that, yes, because it's better for you. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, are you able to exercise?
Yes, I am, but I have to monitor. No overexertion. Like when I'm at the park, I try my best. I need to stay active because that helps the blood flow in the heart. You just have to create a balance.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go beyond my limits.
Yeah. Now,
it's still a struggle. It's still a struggle with the breathing, so I have to be mindful.
Yeah, I can understand. Talk typically what causes heart disease blockage, which the term for it is atherosclerosis, which is a buildup of fatty plaque in the arteries. Usually that's brought on by poor diet, lack of exercise,
mm-hmm.
Being overweight, mm-hmm. and smoking. All of this increases the risk for atherosclerosis. Now, as atherosclerosis develops, the coronary arteries narrow and weaken, increasing the risk of heart attack, heart failure, and stroke.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those who are eating a poor diet, lack of exercise, and also being overweight, it really overworks the organs, especially the heart. You know, have to work harder. It's just like, and I teach a class on understanding your body.
Mm-hmm.
And in my explanation of, you know, the excess weight, because at one point I was carrying an additional 115 pounds. So, you know, I gave the example is like climbing up a hill and you keep putting rocks in, you're pulling a cart and you keep putting rocks, and the more you add the rocks, is the harder it becomes. Because you're pulling, and that's basically what happens with our organs. You know, the fat basically pushes on vital organs and cause them to overwork, and so our heart is just working so much harder. So that's something that we really really need to be careful of. You know, and also stress, because so many things can lead to heart problems, you know.
Exactly.
You know, high blood
mm-hmm.
pressure, you know. So we really have to be careful in that sense. Now, what were the signs? No, you mentioned about you had difficulty breathing.
Yes.
Can you just elaborate on that again?
I was coming out of a classroom, walking down the hallway, and I grabbed my chest. I was struggling to breathe, the shortness. There was no warning signs. And the day before, I was fine. So that's why I was really, I knew something was wrong, because the prior to that day, I was just feeling well, and I developed shortness of breath. And then when my cardiologist saw me, my blood pressure was checked as well. So things started just escalating, so I'm just glad my doctors were proactive and ordered the catheterization, and they discovered that the valve needed to be replaced, and then surgery was ordered. So I'm just glad they were proactive and didn't wait.
Yeah, that's a blessing, and that's the main thing that we want to get across, is that we have to be proactive when it comes to our health.
Correct.
Because being, you know, taking things for granted can really cost us serious problems or cost, you know, our lives. So,
but minutes
really
count. Minutes count.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad.
Yeah.
I'm
seconds.
Grateful. Yes.
Actually, when
mm-hmm.
you know someone is experiencing a heart attack. Kimberly, share with us. No, I know that you're out in the community and you're, you know, delivering a powerful message.
Yes.
Talk to us about some of the things that you're involved with.
Yes, I am a volunteer because I no longer work due to the trauma to my body. So I'm a volunteer. I'm walking in my purpose with the American Heart Association, and I am a proud member of the Go Red for Women Passion Committee. So when I go out in the community and share my journey, I connect with other heart patients. I share my story. I offer encouragement and also healthy heart resources. So I'm very active with the American Heart Association.
Now, from what you've shared with me, you're also involved in many other events in and around the Metro Atlanta area.
Yes.
Do you go outside of the areas, mostly local events?
Local events.
Okay. And now I know you also have a blog that people can actually log on to and actually get some words of encouragement. And, you know, I was very impressed with your blog. How would people actually connect with you?
Okay, if they, I know you're going to provide the address to the
yes.
So they can send me a message with their email, and I will respond. I enjoy connecting and sharing and offering encouragement for anyone who really needs someone to talk to. So all they have to do is just go to the health blog and send me a message along with their email address, and I will respond.
Oh, that's awesome. And just to let everyone know, we have an archived on healthyexplosionshow.com, and so Kimberly's mm-hmm. information will be there, and basically you could just click on the information. It'll take you directly to her blog page. So that'll be a direct way of reaching her. And she does a lot of speaking engagements, so that's also another way of connecting with her from the page.
Correct, yes.
On Healthy Explosion
Show. Just leave their email address, and I will follow up with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, okay, so what should people, I'm sorry, where should people go for help if they suspect that there are heart problems?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I would suggest first to contact a primary physician
mm-hmm.
and discuss the symptoms and the concerns, and then the primary physician will refer the patient to a cardiologist. The first step is contacting your primary physician.
Okay.
Any concerns you may have.
That's good advice. Now, in terms of information, and maybe it's not for the individual, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, they want to know more in terms of maybe they have a family member who has heart problems.
Okay.
What are some of the resources that's available say, in the local area?
Okay. If the listeners would... I'm getting ready to give them the web address for the American Heart Association. If they have pen and paper, and we can repeat it towards the end as well, they would write down www.heart.org. Numerous resources are available on the American Heart Association website. I would briefly like to cover 7 healthy heart tips.
Okay.
How to live better with life, simple 7. Get active, control cholesterol, eat better, lose weight, reduce blood sugar, stop smoking, and manage blood pressure. Also, additional resources are available on the American Heart Association website regarding how to become a health advocate, how to donate to the American Heart Association, and then resources for the caregivers as well, because they also need support. And if anyone has a relative or any concerns about heart disease, they will be able to pull nutritional and health information as well. So once again, the website is www.heart.org.
Great information, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Now, in terms of heart problems, you know, it's interesting that that happens to be one of the leading cause of death. You know, and there's you would think, because there are other things such as diabetes and, you know, so many other health problems that, but just that heart disease. So it's something that we really need to get a handle on. And another way of really being empowered is to visit my website, healthyexplosion.com, because we actually offer a class on understanding your body. And in order to really be able to take good care of your body, it's very important that we understand it. And the class, it's a 3 to 4 weeks program that covers everything from brain health to reflexology. So it's a great way of learning more about your body for you. It's personalized. There are self-assessment tests that you do along the way, and just empowerment in terms of finding healthier ways for you to eat for you, because everybody has different needs. And so we try to, you know, really get people in touch with what their individual nutritional needs are through nutritional coaching and training. So that's another way, because education is really what's going to make a difference.
Yeah, I agree. And I would also like to briefly discuss the Go Red for Women campaign.
Okay.
If the listeners would write down the following web address, goredforwomen.org, they will also receive additional resources about Go Red for Women and why it's important. More than 627,000 women lives have been saved, but the fight is far from over. And if you go to that website, you will once again learn more about why it's important to go red. And I'm a proud member of that committee, and it's important to stress the importance about taking care of your body and to join the fight against the number one killer in women, which is heart disease.
Yes. Now, what would someone expect as a member? I mean, what are some of the benefits of joining Go Red?
Well, the benefits from going red, I would just like to go over a few. Nearly 90% of the women have made at least one healthy behavior change. More than one-third have lost weight. More than 50% have increased their exercise. 6 out of 10 have changed their diets. More than 40% have checked their cholesterol levels. One-third have talked with their doctors about developing healthy heart plans. So once again, if you go to the Go Red for Women website, you will read additional information why the campaign is so important against the number one killer in women. And by being a part of the committee, I'm out networking, and I'm learning more about my body and sharing more to my family and friends. Because knowledge is power, and I know I've grown in 4 years in so many areas, and I'm so thankful for the American Heart Association.
Oh, sounds like, sorry, go ahead, Kim.
Oh, yeah, no, I was going to say, so it sounds like it's an informational resource of, you know, how to mm-hmm. kind of reverse and prevent. Okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Awesome. We are, let's see, we're going to take a break in just about 30, 40 seconds, and we're going to come back and go over some more information, find out more about what you've done and what you're doing and how people can connect with you. Just a question to ponder before, you know, while we're on the break is, okay, where's my question? Okay, how have your health problems affected your overall family life? I know you have children. Are they understanding that mommy has limitations and may not be able to do things as, say, a healthy and fit mom? And since this only occurred within the last 4 years, I know that it's a transition for them because you said that you were doing the things that a normal, healthy person would be doing up
Correct.
Until 2009. So how are they accepting? I mean, what type of transition, because it is a transition that not just the individual but also the family member experiences. So that's something that we can, you know, get into. Just something to think about while we're
okay.
We're at we're at break.
Okay.
Are you struggling with losing weight, stress, hormonal problems, diabetes, obesity? Just want to improve your overall health? Then write down the phone number for Healthy Explosion, 678-278-8374. That's 678-278-8374. Or visit HealthyExplosion.com. Healthy Explosion offers a unique holistic nutrition training and coaching program for individuals and groups. Founder and board-certified nutrition and wellness practitioner Martina DeGoot used the Healthy Explosion method to shed over 100 pounds and reverse illness. It's a holistic training approach that covers everything from brain health and digestive issues to reflexology. You'll even have access to vital information on raw foods and a sprouting workshop. So if you're ready to reverse obesity, overcome diabetes, beat high blood pressure, and get the jump on high cholesterol, call Healthy Explosion, 678-278-8374. That's 678-278-8374. Or visit HealthyExplosion.com. That's HealthyExplosion.com. Office is conveniently located in downtown Duluth. Not in the local area? Take advantage of our programs by phone and internet. Call 678-278-8374 or visit HealthyExplosion.com.
The Gentleman's Lotion from Yellow Flora Naturals is a non-greasy hydrating lotion rich with natural oils, aloe, and the clean aromatherapy of sandalwood, cardamom, and citrus. Get the Gentleman's Lotion at HelpForYourSkin.com today.
Welcome back to the Healthy Explosion Show. I'm your host, Martina DeGoot, with my co-host, Kimberly Britt, and our special guest, Kimberly Goodloe. So we're really joined by Kimberlys today. Awesome. I'm surrounded by Kimberlys. Kimberly, before the break, I asked you a really long-winded question. We can basically break it down, but main thing is, how are your children adjusting? Because I know it's an adjustment.
Okay, at the time, my first procedure, my daughter was 7 and my son was 10, and she's 10 now, he's 13, so they were younger, so it was a transition for them, the comprehension of what was getting ready to take place. With the aid from our church members, I'm a member of New Mercy's Christian Church in Lilburn, Georgia, and with the counselors at the school and the teachers really helped us talk to our children to prepare them for what was getting ready to take place, because we made the decision as parents that it's important to explain to them what was going on and how we would be affected, because we acknowledge their feelings and they are also part of the healing process. So that being honest with them has helped them adjust with my recovery.
That's a very good point. Wouldn't you agree, Kim?
I definitely would. Yeah.
It was a difficult decision to make. But it was necessary because they're part of the family and they have feelings, and it's helped them with the recovery. On the days that I'm not feeling well, they know. They're aware to say, okay, we'll do this. You know, any adjustments. We're a team, so we work together. And my wonderful neighbors have helped with the progress. I thank God for all my wonderful neighbors. We all are a community, I'm so grateful for my church family and all my neighbors and friends. But to me as a parent, it was a difficult decision to make, but we had to do it. When they visited me at the hospital, it was very hard. It was very hard. But that's part of the healing.
Yes, it is.
And also with my husband, he also received report from his family members and my family and our church members as well, because he had to keep the house going. When I returned home from the hospital, the first 30 days I couldn't even drive. I was totally dependent on Victor. So he kept the house going. He kept the kids in a normal routine. Once again, my wonderful neighbors helped us out, along with my friends and my church members. And I would like to also say I created a support agenda for Victor the night before my open heart surgery. I made a list. I wrote down the phone numbers. I created a call-in post. I was so busy trying to take care of the house, I didn't have time to think about what was getting ready to take place. But it was very important for me, for Victor, AJ, Mariah to help support while I was away at the hospital. And now we were told we'll have a short period at the hospital. Well, it turned out to be 11 days due to the heart blockage. So it was hard for them to absorb that,
the
setback. So once again, I thank God for supplying me a wonderful support system, which has helped my family with the recovery process.
Wow.
And I would suggest everyone to, it took a lot of time. It was the night before my surgery. I didn't have time to think about what was getting ready to take place. I was looking at AJ and Mariah, and we didn't know what the future held. We just know that God was in control. So I created a call-in post, and the rest is history.
So I think one of the things that we take away from this is how important support a support system is.
Yes.
And people that, it doesn't necessarily have to be a family member, but surround yourself with a support system. Call them, even if you're not going through health crisis, it's always good to have mentors and people who
positive
are going
people.
To support you. Exactly.
Positive, yes, ma'am.
Some terminology we use is the bumper people, people that are there for you. We do need that. And because I said no man or woman is an island, so we need that. That's something that, as human beings, we do need.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when we're going through and experiencing different things.
Yeah.
It helps because it helps in so many ways. Stress is can actually, excuse me, having, stressful situations can create serious health problems. So it's
mm-hmm.
good. As you said,
mm-hmm.
you were getting ready to experience open heart surgery.
Yes.
But you were focused on other things. You weren't consumed with the fact that you were, going to be operated and what
Correct.
Was going to happen. You had things that occupied your mind and your thoughts.
Yeah,
and that's all a part of having that support system. So
yeah.
I think that's one of the biggest takeaway is first how be grounded in your belief system, be grounded in faith.
And I also would like to add, too, the first year was really hard on me emotionally. It was hard for me to put into words. Cardiac patients experience a lot. We go through a lot. You know, it's a roller coaster of emotions. So I was released end of February of 2009, and later on that year, I contacted a support group. So when I dialed a number, the secretary said, "Oh, well, yes, this is a place where heart patients come for help." I'm like, "Oh, that's not me." I was in denial because I was not accepting what had just taken place, because everything happened so fast. My husband and I didn't have time to absorb all the information, so I didn't join the support group. It was months later until God worked within me to give me the strength to call a number again to get help. And that's why I'm able to go out now and share, because I'm a living testimony that miracles do happen every day. But it's a process. What I do now, I didn't get there overnight. And I'm just glad I didn't stay stuck in the denial. I released it and decided to trust God. And that's why I'm here today, spreading the word.
So, awesome. Kimberly, sorry to interrupt you. I just heard you say something that I think is really key, and you said everything happened so fast.
It did.
Yeah, and I think that's a big, that's an important point we can kind of build upon, because one of the reasons heart disease and cardiac diseases are so deadly is because they happen so fast, mm-hmm. and you may not know that you have an underlying condition. I know recent surveys have actually proven that a lot of people don't even know a lot of the symptoms of a heart attack or of cardiac failure other than chest pain, but they can be, you know, they can be anything from pain in the jaw or the neck to, like you had, shortness of breath, mm-hmm. to nausea. So can you maybe give our listeners a little bit of information on identifying when there's an actual emergency situation in relation to the heart and what they can do to best deal with it?
Well,
good question.
Based on my experience, the shortness of breath was the key. When, in other words, I knew something was wrong. I knew something internal was not right, especially when mm-hmm. I was healthy the day before. What I suggest to anyone listening, if you have elevated blood pressure or any kind of issues, please do not ignore this warning sign. Contact your physician immediately for a checkup. Let them rule it out. Let them see you to make that assessment. That would be my advice. Seek a physician.
Mm-hmm.
Because each case is different. The different symptoms vary. So there's not one set. Once again, there's not a set roadmap. That's why you cannot ignore the signs. You need to move quickly, because look how fast things happen, how, you know, my situation occurred.
Exactly. They say like 47% about cardiac deaths, they occur outside of the hospital, because that must be people weren't recognizing the symptoms or they didn't get there in time. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
that's so true.
Yeah. And so I'm just grateful that I did seek help. You know, I didn't stay stuck. And I'm doing well now, and I'm just committed to just sharing with men and women that despite your daily challenges, whether it's finances, your health, or whatever the case may be, just keep moving forward. Find a way. Seek help to help surround yourself with positive people to take you to that next level. And that's what I praise God just for filling me with the strength and the courage every day.
That's awesome, and it's so key. And, you know, in terms of symptoms, there's so many different problems that can actually have signs and symptoms of a heart attack and not necessarily be a heart attack. So, like shortness of breath is tied to so many different illnesses.
Correct, right.
So it's so important to make sure that you get to the root of the problem.
You get
it's not
to the
all
root.
The time.
Right.
Yeah.
You get to the root and you contact a physician. I would not ignore the warning signs. That's the key. Mm-hmm. Do not ignore the warning signs. And I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah. Well, warning signs, that's exactly what they are. Warning. Warning. Warning.
Exactly.
Don't proceed. Yeah, warning. Mm-hmm. And thank God when you do get warning signs, because just think about the people that never have the opportunity or never get a warning sign. They just, mm-hmm. or maybe there were symptoms, but they just weren't aware, and they mm-hmm. just have a heart attack and they're gone. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter. It's no respect to a person, because there have been cases over the last several years where children are playing, you know, in school, and, you know, they sports and pass out, you know, from a heart attack, die from a heart attack. So mm-hmm. it's very important to make sure that you know your body and know exactly what's happening within the body, so mm-hmm. you can actually take better care of it.
yes, going when back. When I was walking down the hallway, I knew something was wrong. So that would be my advice. When you know within yourself that something is wrong because you know your own body, call the doctor immediately. Seek help. And then move forward. Let him do the, or let the doctor do the assessment and make the judgment. But you really do need to have an evaluation.
Yeah, evaluation. I'm a firm believer in finding out what the root cause is.
Mm-hmm.
That is key.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, because there's so many different illnesses, again, that have similar symptoms. So
mm-hmm.
You may be thinking it's one thing and it's something else. So it's
correct.
Very, very important to
mm-hmm.
get to the root. And our program, it focuses on holistic health, mm-hmm. not just dealing with one part of the person, but the entire person
mm-hmm.
and everything that affects you, you
mm-hmm.
know, from emotional,
mm-hmm.
Physical, and spiritual. That's what makes us whole.
Mm-hmm.
And those factors can actually impede upon our good health
mm-hmm.
and create problems.
Excuse me. Someone asked me when I was discharged, what are you going to do with the second chance God has given you? And I thought about it, and then I said, I'm going to be committed to sharing my personal experience, hoping someone will learn from what I went through and for them to gain some knowledge, to become more empowered, and to spread the good news about God's healing power, because I give him all the credit that I'm alive today.
Oh, yeah.
And I just praise him for it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've had my challenges with health. And, yes, I know that to be a fact. Wow. What are some of the, I know that you mentioned that you had different events coming up.
Yes, I do have two.
What are some of the events that are coming up that people may want to get involved with?
Okay. On April 12th through the 14th, the Global Health and Humanitarian Summit will take place at Emory School of Medicine. I will share my heart journey at the event on Saturday, April the 13th. I don't have the time yet, but I will present my heart journey at the event. The Global Health and Humanitarian Summit is a free festival and gathering of speakers, exhibitors, and performers in all areas of humanitarian aid and peace building. To receive additional information about the summit, please go to www.imvc.org. On Saturday, October the 12th, 2013, the Metro Atlanta Heart Walk will take place. I will return my fourth year as an ambassador for the Heart Walk. The funds raised at the event will help support the following projects: groundbreaking pediatric heart and stroke research. The American Heart Association's premier event brings communities together to raise funds and to celebrate progress in the fight against this country's number one and number four killer, heart disease and stroke. And to receive additional information about the Metro Atlanta American Heart Walk, please go to www.atlantaheartwalk.org.
That's awesome. And that's to be held at Emory University?
The Health Summit will take place at Emory April 12th through the 14th, and the Heart Walk will take place at Atlantic Station on Saturday, October the 12th.
Awesome. Well, these are things that people can get involved with, and it's so important to get involved, even if you are not, suffering with heart problems. But we need to get more involved in making a difference so that we can start to reduce and eliminate, you know, the various diseases and illnesses that are plaguing us these days. So that's so important. I do, suggest that people get involved, because you never know when you may be faced with a situation, yourself or a family member, friend, or someone else may need your words of wisdom and even maybe your assistance in saving their lives. So it's very, very important. I think
yeah.
Everyone should learn basic CPR. This has been some really good
thank you
information. I'm very impressed. Your vigor, your joy for living, and with what you've gone through and still deal with day to day.
Yes.
And
I thank God for filling me every day with their strength and courage.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, what are, let's say, three takeaways that you would like the audience to gain from this discussion?
Okay. Number one, when you're facing a health challenge or any challenge in your life, place God first. Become your own health advocate, especially when you're dealing with a health issue. And by becoming your own health advocate, you can use your voice to communicate with the doctors and the medical staff about your high and low moments so that it'll be part of your recovery. I have an excellent relationship with my medical staff, and I learned to become my own health advocate on my own by doing research. And by research, you go to the internet, you look up a certain topic, and you make notes, and you make a list, and make questions, you write your questions down, you take them to the doctor's office, and use your own voice. Please don't be afraid to use your voice, because it's your body, and you have the right to ask questions. So I have learned to become my own health advocate. And most of all, I would like to leave with the audience today. Make an effort every day to focus on your blessings and face your daily obstacles with a positive attitude. I am a heart survivor.
Wow. That's powerful. Wouldn't you agree, Kim? Oh, I seem to have lost my... Kim?
Yes.
Are you there? No, I was just saying... Great words of wisdom. We really have to become our own health advocate.
Yes.
Research, understanding what our body needs, that's just
yes.
so important.
And the communicating with your medical staff, yes.
Yeah. Understanding what's happening with you is so key with us, because if you don't understand what's happening with you, within your body, you won't be able to properly communicate it to, your doctors and other, healthcare providers.
Which would delay your progress.
Which delays the progress. That's
yes.
true.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And one of the biggest things is don't sit back and do nothing.
Yes.
Be proactive, which is what you were saying.
Yes.
Don't put off what you can do today for tomorrow, because there may not be a tomorrow.
Yes. And make an effort every day to focus on your blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
And that's, you know, tying in with a positive attitude. It's like looking at the glass half full versus half empty. Because you could have chosen to be angry, be sad, be, you know, complain, why me? But you have turned the half full glass into a full glass, literally, because your attitude, your, you know, caring and passion for wanting to help others to avoid what you've had to go through and what you're still dealing with, but you're doing it with a great attitude, and attitude is so key. It really is.
Attitude is key, and once again, it's not me, it's God working through me, because I can't really write a roadmap of the past 4 years of my life. One thing I can tell you, that God is a healer, and I'm living proof. But I can't write the roadmap, because it's too many detours. But what I do know, that he continues to keep me in the palm of his hand, and I'm going to continue to give back by sharing and helping someone in need, and that is my purpose in life.
That's, and again, I commend you for that. Wow. Wow, we've been having such a wonderful conversation. We're almost at the end. We have a few moments to go. Kim, is there anything you would like to ask Kimberly?
I just want to comment. I guess I really liked your comment about owning your health and kind of becoming your own healthcare advocate.
Yeah.
Because that's so important just in every arena in life, you know. Doctors are super busy and, you know, it's no fault of their own that they may miss certain things, but you are in ultimate control of your own health. And I really love that you made that point. So is there another arena in your life you might mention where you've also maybe been inspired to become your own healthcare advocate other than a heart condition? Is there another kind of health arena that you've become interested in as a result of what you've gone through?
For right now, I'm with the heart. No, ma'am. I'm really just really committed to spreading heart awareness. And if I can just touch base on why it's important, especially with heart patients that have a family, please talk to your children. Please be honest with them. Please involve them with the process. My children, they become more independent, and I'm glad that we were proactive in that area as well as being honest with them about the transition. And we all are a team, and we're working together. So there are a lot of families who are suffering out there. I don't know where to start or where to begin, and I know I credit us, you know, our journey, being honest with them up front about the procedure and involving them with the process.
That's great, great advice.
Yes.
And so important.
Yes.
You know, and I think sometimes we get so consumed with what's going on with us adults on the whole that they forget that, okay, the children, you know, children need to understand, and they have feelings. So that's very, 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 very important.
Yes.
So that's, I think that's one of the main takeaways, is to communicate with family and loved ones, especially children. Keep them in the loop.
Yes.
And make them feel a part of the process.
And seek help if you need help talking. We, the counselors, my church family helped us, the teachers, my neighbors. It took the whole community, and I just thank God for my wonderful support system. The whole community stepped in, and I appreciate everyone.
Well, I thank
so, and my husband and I will celebrate our 20th wedding anniversary in June, and I'm just so excited.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, ma'am. And
congratulations.
I thank him for standing by my side. He's been by my side every day. And once again, family is important. It's important to me. And I'm so grateful to God. I thank him every day for saving me. And now I do give back, because that is my passion.
Awesome. Well, Kimberly, I thank you so much. We're just about out of time. I thank you so much for just coming on the show and sharing your awesome testimony. And
thank you. And I would like to return when the Heart Walk approaches in the fall.
Well, we'd love to have you back. And mm-hmm. keep up the good work. Keep encouraging others. And as you encourage others, you so are encouraged. And it's just an encouragement to us just to hear that regardless of what you're going through, that you're moving forward. You're not looking at the glass half empty, but you're looking at it half full. We are just about out of time.
Thank you for this opportunity.
You're very, very welcome. Mm-hmm. Kimberly, thank you again. Kim. My co-host, Kimberly. Oh.
Thank you, Kimberly. It was great speaking with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It was an honor to share. Thank you.
And thank you both, Kimberlys. And I'm Martina De Goot, and you have been listening to another episode of the Healthy Explosion Show. Don't forget to join us on our Saturday morning shows from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And also Tuesdays, the first and third Tuesday of the month. So the next show will be on March 19th. And we've got some really interesting shows coming up. And Kimberly, yes, we would love to have you back on the show. And anything that we could do to spread the word in terms of some of the events, and you know, especially with the American Heart Association, you know, do let us know. So until next time, thank you very much. And you have a blessed, awesome week. Bye-bye.
Turn around, choose life. Consider right from wrong. You may not have that long, such a great peace inside. And help.